8:51 p.m. That is local time. If you check your clock, you'll notice that it's 19:30 UTC. And that means it's time for another... Yeah, you're Hello Kitty, but it is now time for another episode of the Dubious Bathtub Committee. My name is Tobe, and I am the chairman of this committee, and I call this meeting to order. So here we are in my lovely yellow-tiled bathroom. Ugh. It's not fashionable. It's not stylish. It looks like, I don't know, some kind of 1950s disaster. And as usual, as I walked in here, I thought, oh, I better find something to read. So I'm looking at the magazines I have just sitting here in a stack. Magazines that I've already read 100 times each. Here's an issue of Nuts and Volts from 2007, December of 2007. Here's a Monitoring Times from April of 2008. Here's a Servo magazine from October 2006. And here's a Strategy and Tactics from July and August of 2012. And then I realized, oh wait, I don't have time to read any magazines. I've got to do my show. Okay, so I guess we can do that. Let's get into the bathtub here. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's good stuff. Hot water is your friend. You can do so much with it. You can bathe in it. You can make tea with it. Well, probably you don't want to use the same water that you bathed in for making tea, but... Oh. Yeah, there we go. I'm now sitting in the bathtub. And when I woke up this morning, oh, about 45 minutes ago, my back was a little stiff. It wasn't, you know, terribly cramped up or painful or anything. It was thinking about moving in that direction. And so I thought, well, why is this happening? Then I looked at the temperature outside, and it's 45 degrees. That's down from, what, 75 yesterday? Ugh, let me lean back here. Yeah, there we go. That's the ticket. So what, we've had a 30-degree difference in 24 hours? And tomorrow, it's supposed to get down to 31 and be snowing. So, yay, I guess it's winter again. And this bathtub is starting to get pretty full, so I should turn off the water here. Or at least turned off the cold. And I will attempt to turn off the hot water with my feet. There we go. There we go. Yay, sitting in the bathtub. And I've got my giant 40-ounce cup of tea sitting here right beside me so I can drink tea in the bathtub. Oh, it's like my favorite thing to do. So, what am I doing today other than taking a bath? Well, I found out last night that I'm going out to eat lunch today with my dad. I'm gonna go have some pizza from my favorite pizza place in the whole world, Frank's. Oh, Frank's should send me some free pizza now, because I just plugged them on my show. Oh, my sinuses are a little weird today too. What's up with my sinuses? I do not know. What day is this? Tuesday? Is it Wednesday? Is it Thursday? Oh, I have no idea. I think it's Tuesday. I know what day it is. And I know what time it is, too. It's time to drink some tea. Oh, it's hot. Ooh, hot. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, well, on Tuesdays, I usually don't have any listeners. But if you are listening, and if you're new to the Dubious Bathtub Committee show, you'll be glad to know that there's lots of animal shampoo sitting here on my bathtub. I've got horse shampoo, and I have kitten shampoo. Not cat shampoo. Kitten shampoo. Neither product will be used at this time. Because I'm just trying to relax, and I'm feeling better already. This is great. This is rockin' good news. It occurs to me that if I've got snow on the way, if we've got heavy weather coming, and they haven't said how bad it was going to be, but it looks like the bad stuff might just miss us, and the horrible, you know, 12 to 18 inches of snow blizzard warning are going to be, you know, slightly north of where I am. So who knows if I'm going to get snowed in or not. But either way, I'm wondering, should I go to the store and stock up on some food and stuff just in case I don't get to leave my house for a few days? Oh, I suppose that would be the smart idea. But I'm pretty sure I already have a couple days worth of food anyway. Do I really need to stock up on anything? No. Is the snowstorm gonna be as bad as they say it is? Probably not. It never is. And what stupid name did they give to this snowstorm? They're calling it quid, as in the British vernacular word for pound sterling. Oi, mate. What did those football tickets cost you? 50 quid. Yeah. So, one thing I want to know is, when did they start naming every storm? You know, back when I was a child, the only named storms were hurricanes. And being as I didn't live anywhere where there were any hurricanes, you never or very rarely ever heard about a hurricane or a named storm. But now it seems like they're naming every kind of storm. You know, hurricanes get named, tropical depressions get named. And now, apparently, just regular snowstorms are being named. Soon, rain showers are being named, going to be named. And before long, days without storms are going to be named. And I don't mean, oh, it's Thursday. I mean, oh, look how sunny and nice it is. It's the niceness named Isabel. Oh, we're having a niceness today. There's going to be a niceness for the next week. We're in a niceness warning. Warning, warning. The weather is going to be nice. And the niceness is called Tristan. Oh my God. Really? Oh, it's raining today. Oh yes. It's because it's the rain is the storm named Maxwell. Why does this need to exist? Why does this happen? Yeah, I can kind of understand naming hurricanes. These are huge events that don't come around too often. It would make sense, kind of, to name tornadoes, I guess. But tornadoes don't get named. I'd have no idea what people are thinking. Oh, I just can't identify with the weather unless it has a human name. What? Really? Yeah, and that's the other thing. When storms when hurricanes are named, there used to be rules. There used to be naming conventions as to how storms got named. And it used to be just female names. And then, you know, somebody took offense at that. And so now we have male and female named storms. Which then leads me to the storm that is coming. Winter Storm Quid. Is Quid supposed to be somebody's name? I've never met anybody named Quid. I've never even heard of anybody named Quid. But then again, I do go out of my way to avoid people. So, you know, maybe there's just tons of people named Quid running around today going, "Yay! They named a storm after me." And then by extension, I have to wonder, who would name their child Quid? I mean, are you aware that this is a vernacular term for pound sterling? And why would you name your child that? Why not just name your child pound sterling or sterling? Oh, I have no idea. I was going to say, you never meet anybody named dollar. But one of the vernacular terms for the word dollar is buck. And you do meet some people named Buck on occasion, or at least people who like to be called Buck. So, I don't know, is Quid the British version of Buck? And then it makes me wonder, what's the slang term for Euro? What do they call Euros? Bucks? Quids? I don't know. Maybe they call them yours, or your-yours, or yo-yos. And of course, then you have to expect tons of kids to be named that in Europe. No, it's not happening. This isn't real. This isn't happening. Nobody is named Quid. Are they just stupid? Are they picking random words off of a list or out of a dictionary? Maybe they're practicing bibliomancy. Maybe they're just opening a book of names to a random page and selecting names that way. Quid. Quid. You know, Quinn would make sense. You know, you do run into people named Quinn. Quid? It's too close to squid. Tropical storm squid. Okay, that might be an interesting storm. You know, a storm named Squid sort of implies that, you know, maybe cephalopods are going to fall out of the sky. Is it going to rain squid? Is it going to rain, you know, ocean creatures? It has happened before. You've heard my episode of this show where I discuss the mad fishmonger. And it in the past, it has rained things like frogs and fish and crustaceans. Why can't it rain squid? That would be awesome. Tropical storm squid. And then people like me would be bitching about it, saying, why is it named tropical storm squid? Blah, blah, blah. I'm going out looking for moths. And then they go outside and squids fall on them. That would be awesome. I would enjoy tropical storm squid. Tropical storm cuttlefish. I would not, however, enjoy tropical storm jellyfish. That would be bad. Nobody wants poisonous, stinging jellyfish falling out of the sky. You know, I take that back. I do want that to happen. That would be awesome. That would keep people indoors. that would be awesome. All right, this water's getting a little bit cool. We need to turn the hot water on with my left foot. Yay. There we go. Dun, dun, dun. I better drink some more tea, too.
The water level's getting dangerously high, though. We've got about 3 centimeters before the water overruns the sides of the tubs. I need to be careful not to slosh the water over the edge. Oh, all right, so, yeah, I'm going to go out and eat pizza today. And I'm going to eat pepperoni and black olive pizza. And I got to remember to take my enzymes. I'll grab a couple of extra pills as I'm walking out the door. And this means I can also go shopping. What do I need? You know, I need some batteries. I'm getting a little low on my AA batteries. And I do need them. The AA batteries are my number one expense for producing this awesome, awesome radio show, the Dubious Goals Committee, sometimes known as other things. But hey, I'm nowhere near a clock, but I would estimate it's approximately 1946 UTC. And I'm obviously still sitting in my bathtub, and I'm really enjoying it, too. Oh, I just remembered what I needed. I need more rice. I've been eating so much of the good rice lately that I've gone through that 10-pound bag pretty quickly. And so now, I should probably be going out to the good store and buy some more rice. And while I'm out there, I could get some more mirin, because I'm getting a little bit low on mirin. Oh, what else do I want from the good, good Japanese grocery store? I probably want some candy, but no candy for me. I don't want to get candy. I kind of want to. No, should I get some? No, I don't want to buy any candy. So maybe I could go out and buy some rice today. Or, yeah. So what do I need today? Rice, batteries, mirin. And none of these things are super important, because I could go a little while longer without batteries, and I could just eat the normal rice. It's not so great, but I do need mirin. Well, no, I don't really need mirin. I only need the mirin if I'm cooking stuff, certain stuff to go with the rice. If I'm cooking other things, I don't need the mirin, so, Everything is, what's the word I'm looking for? My mind has gone blank. Dependent on other things. So, what I really need, what was I thinking? It seems to me like for the last few days I was thinking, I need to buy a blank. I need to get a, not that important, I guess. I should get another pair of pants. But being as I'm going to be wearing shorts real soon, well, not really, because I've been wearing shorts for the last, week? Thinking, it's spring. It's not really spring. It's going to be snowing tomorrow. Snowing again. It's winter time. Hooray. So, clothing. Yeah, well, I could buy a pair of pants. Don't really know if I feel like it, though. What do I want to do? I don't know. I'm feeling indecisive today. I'm feeling non-committal today. I'm feeling very, I was going to say floaty. And is that only because I'm sitting in a big bathtub full of water? Am I partially buoyant? Is that why I feel so floaty? What to do? Shouldn't I be watching Europa League games right now, or today, or both? Yeah, probably. I wonder if the mail has arrived. I wonder if I got any mail today. I don't know. Often, if I get up early enough, I can hear the mailman. And sometimes the mailman wakes me up. especially in the summer. See, he'll carry a radio around with him, and my mailbox is, let's see, maybe about 4 meters away from where I sleep. Although, you know, albeit with a wall in between, but still, there's glass windows and everything, and I can hear him walking up the driveway because I can hear his radio. Na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. And then, of course, there's the sound of him opening the mailbox, and then the sound of him closing the mailbox. I did not remember hearing that today. But sometimes all of that will even wake me up. So I don't have any idea if I've got any mail today. Maybe I'll go out and look. I don't know. Maybe we should do that. Although, then I would have to get out of the bathtub. Am I ready to get out of the bathtub? Oh, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, maybe we should get out of the bathtub. Alright, so let's pull the plug. And now I gotta stand up. Let's see how well this works out. Oh, yeah, seems like I'm doing alright. Ah, yeah, no problem at all. Okay. Let's get out of the tub, stand on the towel so I don't slip. And yay, we're out of the tub. Alright, so let's find a towel. Towel, towel, towel. Dry, dry, dry. And just like that, we're ready to leave the bathroom. And out the bathroom we go. Do, 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 do. Where's my glasses? I think I might have left my glasses downstairs, so we don't have to worry about that. And there's my cat sleeping in her blue bed next to her new stuffed tiger. Oh, into the studio we go. Do, 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 do. All right. Back in the studio. Isn't this fun? Oh, wait. We didn't want to go into the studio. Just go back out of the studio. We got to go out and check to see if I got any mail. Oh, wait. First, got to put on some clothes. Okay. Clothes, clothes, clothes. Shoes, shoes, shoes. Oh, my feet are still kind of wet, but that's okay. Open the door to the garage. Open the garage door. And here we go. We're heading outside. Oh, yeah, it's cool, but it's not like, you know, criminally cold out or anything. It's overcast. It's a lovely day. Kind of. All right, opening the mailbox. Ooh, yeah, we got all kinds of weird stuff in here. No, not really. Just junk mail. Junk mail, junk mail. Okay. Close it back up. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm going to throw one of these things into the recycling bin. I'm going to hold on to this other one just in case. Closing the garage door. Going back into my living room. Taking off my shoes. Hooray. Wasn't that exciting? Yes, it was. And what do we have on TV? Oh, it's the Apoel versus Atletico game that I have already seen. So that's fine. Now we can go back into the studio with my creaky door. And we are ready to rock, ready to do the rest of this exciting show. Oh, so I guess it's time to check the old email. Pull it up on my computer here. And oh yes, I do have an email from my friend who builds boats, model boats, up in, I think he's in Vancouver. Vancouver, BC. Oh my god, yes. And he has sent me pictures of the boat that he's working on. This would be the big galleon that he contacted me about because he wanted cannons for his boat. Actual functioning scale model cannons. And being as I know a little bit of something about pyrotechnics, I told him my technique for building cannons, and now he's made this galleon. And it's going to have 36 guns, and he says, "While I wait for the rest of the relay boards, I work on rigging, suddenly looking like a ship." And then there's two photos. Wow. And yes, it looks like he's got some paint and finishing on it, and he's got some sails on it. Oh my God, what a beautiful, beautiful model. He is just waiting for some more of the electronics to show up. These are electronics that will fire all the guns. There's 36 guns. And, oh my God, look at this thing. This is truly his latest masterpiece. Wow. Holy cats. I'm looking at some of the detail on this model, and it's absolutely spectacular. The little doors for the gun ports, very awesome. Boy, it's got little fleur-de-lis all over it. Fleur-de-lis bas-relief. How did he do that? It must have found some fleur-de-lis and glued them on. Wow, just absolutely incredible. This thing looks like it's about 7/8 of the way finished. It just needs electronics for guns. Wow. The rigging is really tasty, really flavorful. My God, this guy just does the most amazing, mind-boggling work. Too cool. Too freaking cool. All right, I will have to respond to this email at a later time. And what's happening? I think my computer is locked up. Oh no, it's just these photos are so huge that it's just bogging it down. Wow. I kind of want this boat, but, you know, what would I do with it? And wait, what's this boat in the background that I see? Very interesting. So, yeah, when I get back from lunch and have some free time, I'll have to respond to this. This is just beautiful. Other than that, I've got no email today. Only one thing. Of course, there's lots of spam. I think I got a few spam messages, but I won't even bother to look at them because spam is boring. Yes, it is. Well, I think my cat is awake. I think I can hear my cat walking around now, which means that in another, I don't know, probably a minute or so, we'll probably start hearing her going yang, yang, yang outside the door, saying, "Oh, you come out and you have to pet me and brush me up and give me some kitty water because I'm a good baby." Yeah, I'm just anticipating that. That'll happen very, very soon. Oh, that just reminded me of something else. I got to look up a link that I need to send to SMJ, and by the time anybody hears this, he will already have received it, but boy, if you thought Corla Pandit was a cool organ player, wait until you meet Eric McWhirter. And that's all I'm going to say at this time. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe, and I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. Be sure to tune in tomorrow to see if I have been frozen because of, ooh, the snow. It's going to be winter again. It's no longer spring. I guess we'll find out. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.